Good morning. I'd like to call to order the Personnel Committee for Rancho Marietta Community Services District. Today is 13 February 2025. It's 9 a.m. I'm Director Steve Booth. Present with me are Director Linda Butler, District Secretary Amelia Wilder, Director of Finance and Administration Mark Matalich, and Director of Operations Eric Houston. Next item on the agenda is comments from the public. If anybody wishes to speak on an item not on the agenda, now would be the time.
Beth Bedaris.
Beth Bedaris. Morning, Beth.
Hi.
So regarding those security issues personnel, I do have a big concern about hiring the younger people, especially right out of high school. They're having so many ties to the other. Anyway, it could just lead to a lot of problems, them letting people, their friends, in that do or do not live, well, obviously do not live here. So anyway, that's just a big concern. As you all know, the past two Sundays have been talked about, including this past Sunday, somebody getting waved in. And then when the resident came back through with her mother, and her mother driving, or father, I should say, was waved in again with no contact. So I know there's going to be some training, but it does concern me with these younger people.
Thank you, Beth, and you're right. There's been a lot of communication in and around the community. I had some reports shared with me. I actually had an experience of my own. All of that was forwarded to Mark Matalich, and I know Mark announced to me early in the week that he and Sergeant Lobrato are putting into place some strategies to address that. Mark, did you want to just outline that real quickly for us now? And
sure.
What you're doing in terms of training and orienting the new personnel that we have especially.
Sure, thank you. So I apologize, I have a bit of a cough. So we, Sergeant Lobrato once again wrote up what we call a job aid, and it's basically a one-pager that outlines this is what you need to do.
Person.
Oh no, it's just a little helpful tip. It's like a little one-pager, you know, like this is how you're supposed to do your job. So basically, and the line for these folks, and when we read the policy manual, the first two pages have one sentence each on them. Page one, in as big as font as we can fit on one page, says, no one gets in the gate unless you know they are authorized to be in there. And then number two, page two says, you can take as long as it takes to do number one. Okay, because speed comes, right, with over time, with reps. But, and I can defend all day if it takes a long time to get through, okay? But what I can't defend is people getting in that don't belong in there. And so we are hammering that home starting Saturday. And so what we have is our community service officers all have training on the gates. Most of them have been here a significant amount of time, for years, working the gates. So they know how to work the gates. So there's going to be a community services officer on staff all day long on Saturday and Sunday. And what they're going to do is they're going to start their shift and spend an hour to an hour and a half with the person at the south. Then they're going to leave and they're going to go spend an hour to an hour and a half with the person on the north. Then they're going to go around and do patrol stuff. Then they're going to come back and spend another hour and a half to an hour with the person on the south and again on the north. And then at the end of every shift, they're going to write up an eval about, you know, job performance, attitude, and ability to be successful in the position.
Knowledge.
And then, what's that?
Knowledge of what they're supposed to be doing.
Yep, exactly. And then we're just going to evaluate, and then we've got this schedule in place for 3 weeks, the next 3 weeks. That's not to say if somebody is identified as not being able to do the job that we won't make a decision sooner than 3 weeks, but this is going to be a good opportunity to get these people very specific, very targeted training. The other thing they need to do is log in the license plates every time a visitor's coming in. And you know, we'll circle back at the end of 3 weeks, and you're either going to have a group of part-time folks that are able to do that job successfully, or, you know, we'll be looking for more. Now, good news. Just this week, I think two people from the community have applied for part-time positions, and one person from the village. So, which, that's really what we want. We would love to have community members.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, well, I don't, but we.
No, I don't mean that directly.
Because they care, right? They care. And so, and I think it could be like a good just synergy because, you know, maybe there's some folks on a fixed income. Maybe some folks could use a little extra money. And it's almost like a gig economy kind of thing where you get trained up and, oh, you know what, I could use some extra money. I'm going to go online and I'm going to sign up for a couple part-time shifts on the weekend. And then you have good people that you know, they're your neighbors, they're your friends in the community, they care, and it could be good. It could be good for everybody, but again, you know, it's like all new things. You know, you have an idea, you get it in place, you take a step back and you see, hey, how is this working? And I would say that there are very few new initiatives that work perfectly right out of the gate, no pun intended. So, you know, there's some kinks that need to be worked out here. I appreciate the community letting us know because oftentimes that's the best way to learn what's going on out there. And so we've gotten right on this and we had that plan set Monday, right after we came back from the weekend, and we'll be working it starting Saturday at 6 a.m.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm.
I have a few comments or questions. Age is an issue.
Hold the mic over.
I'm sorry. Age is an issue, particularly when you're talking about maturity levels and responsibility. My understanding about a couple of things that happened over the weekend is that they had fun in those gatehouses. They had company and were having a good time. I don't know if you heard about that. But
I didn't hear about company, but yeah. If there are times and specific days, we can look at the video.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, and if that's happening, then, you know, we'll put a stop to that.
And that needs to be on your job aid. Nobody but you belongs in that gate.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a hangout time. It's a
it's
do your
not,
work time.
It's just not, it's not yeah. safe, it's not reasonable, it's not... It's not any adjective you want to come up with.
Yeah, I totally agree. One thing that we're doing, so I will say, sometimes it gets cold this time of year, and they have polos, and so they will throw a sweatshirt on or a jacket, and I understand that can be problematic because then you don't understand who's in there. So we got right on that Monday. Everybody, and I think Amelia's ready to roll these out today. We got right on it. Amelia got right on it. We made lanyards for everybody with a big name tag that they'll be wearing around their neck, and it will say CSD Security in their name, and so everybody will be identifiable, even if they have a sweatshirt on or a jacket.
So is everybody, including the gate folks, wearing this new outfit, the polo shirt and the pants and all that
yes.
stuff? Yes. Okay. I think I had something else. Now I can't remember what it was, but... I'm glad that you're taking action. it's a catch-22, you know. If you reach out and want to do some things that save money and, you know, are a new experience, that's one thing. But right out the gate, they're doing this stuff. I'm sorry. Right out the gate.
Oh, right out the gate.
Yeah, right out the gate.
Yes.
So, and I'll say it again, maturity is not guaranteed by age, but it does most of the time make some difference.
And no, you're absolutely correct.
If you've got kids and your friends in the booth and you're flipping the gate up so anybody can go through.
That's unacceptable. So
right.
we will go. It's helpful if we have times and the days. Cause
we do have a couple.
We have ranges.
Okay. We can review the video. That's not a problem. We can review it and kind of just fast forward through it. If we see extra people in there, we can do that. Whew, sorry, I got a cough today. But yeah, I mean, that's unacceptable. So that's not even like, hey, you maybe don't understand how to do the job properly. That's just wrong. So that'll be addressed.
Okay, there's one. I remembered what the other thing is. You and I both have the same malady today. I have a raspy throat also. some people in the community got together. No, I'm not sick. I've had this for 2 years.
Yeah, you're in the danger zone, Steve. You're right between us.
No, I've had this for 2 years. I haven't been able to fix it. But anyway, last time we met in some meeting, I guess it was security, I suggested that it might be a good idea if we had a dedicated email site for people in the community to call in or type in, you know, what they're typing in on next door, so that we could see it ourselves firsthand, everything that they're saying, whatever is true, not true, whatever. And then somebody in the community has already gone ahead and set that up, but that's not going to help us necessarily.
Unless he wants to turn it over.
Yeah, unless he wants to share it with us.
Well, I'm going to I'm just going to text Andy right now and just ask him to set up a general security hotline email.
Yeah, and call with that.
And then we'll push that out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I understand there's more public comment?
Yes, Richard Gears.
This is just a comment on the agenda. In fact, comment on comments. I think in the last board meeting, Steve, you were saying something to Amelia about changing the comments and stuff. So this time I looked at it and I was kind of surprised what it says there. It seems like what it actually says is all the comments are going to be held for the comments from the public section. And when I read that, I was kind of shocked. I mean, I know that isn't the practice, but
I thank you for that. I think probably that last sentence, Amelia, doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, when I read that, I was kind of shocked. I said, oh.
Yeah, so. No, I appreciate that. And yeah, you did hear last time I asked that we move comments from the public up to the top of the agenda.
Instead of making them wait.
And then that's for comments that are not on the agenda,
right, yeah.
And then anyone can speak, obviously, when an agenda item comes up. So, yeah, that last sentence probably is superfluous.
Yeah, and that's the way it's been for however long. I just went back and checked some of them.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Richard.
Do we have any additional public comment?
No, sir.
Okay, then we're going to move to item 3, the review of Administrative Sergeant Dobbs job description. Mark, is this you, or is this Amelia?
I can take this, if you like. This...
Security sergeant.
Sorry, I apologize. This is the job description for the administrative security sergeant, which has been proposed as the top position in security now, as we've worked to flatten out the organization to save some money and then use that money that's been saved to push that out to provide more services directly to the community. There aren't many changes on this from the other position that was just called sergeant, other than we've, like I said, just made some minor changes just to make it very clear that this is the top position in security. I can read through the whole thing if you like, or
no? We've got that. So, do we still have a patrol sergeant classification or something like that?
So we haven't, and so to maintain maximum flexibility for the board, we haven't gotten rid of any positions. We just aren't filling certain positions,
right.
And so there still is a position such as that.
Okay, so I thought there was discussion at one time of us employing two sergeants, and maybe I misunderstood. Is your intent at this time then to employ one sergeant who will be the supervisor both for gate and patrol operations?
Mm-hmm.
That is what this job description says.
Okay.
I will tell you, and you let me know if we're going too deep into a topic that's not on this agenda, but the person that we had in mind for this role has decided that they do not want to do this role. So I'm thinking more...
A current employee.
Right. I'm thinking more of doing a CSO lead, which will be basically a step higher than the top step in the CSO job category, which that's already been approved. And then a gate lead, which would be a step higher than the top step in the gate two job description, which the person that we had in mind for admin security sergeant was already doing like a gate lead type role after Kelly left and was helping out Mel when he was doing that. So basically, we need somebody to make sure folks are trained, do the schedule, approve time off, make sure the schedule's covered, and then once a year do evals. And
is this
that's more than a lead.
Yeah.
Is then we can do a sergeant and a for both. Or we can just put this out for hire, which is fine. We can put this out for hire. This individual who, and it's David, I mean, he's been acting for a couple of months, and he's happy to stay acting for another month or so. So we can post this if it's approved by the board, and we can hire somebody in to do this role, to run the whole operation.
Okay.
Yeah, so just from an HR standpoint, there is a classic battle in every industry, how to separate lead and supervision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, employers, public and private sector, tend to lean on what they call leads. They trust them. They develop KSAs. Mm-hmm. And before we know it, they're working out a class of supervisors. Mm-hmm. And I would like to avoid that. And the only thing that really took me beyond lead was when you said doing the performance eval.
Yeah.
Hire, fire, evaluate, you know, are kind of classic supervisory responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any objection for you to bring back a project to us for a lead. For each side of security, if you think it's something worthwhile. Again, I think there's a lot of discussion about how security is going to be provided to this community in the future, and whether, you know, we need to restructure or reallocate. I'm a little leery of doing too much at this point in time until we have a better picture of how we want security to be structured into the future.
I was a little hesitant to bring somebody on.
And where the money's coming from. I think there's an immediate need for supervision, but on the other hand, if we're going to change the structure, then I don't know that I want to hire somebody brand new into a position.
That was
so,
my thinking.
I'm prepared to recommend that we approve this job description and ask Mr. Lobrado to continue to fill it in an acting capacity for the next 60 or 90 days until we approach budget and some other discussions, you know, take place, and we can decide going into the next fiscal year how we want to see security structured.
Okay, I'll work it out.
Linda?
Yeah, I had a couple things. I don't think that four people need a lead among them. They need to be able to be supervised by the sergeant. And if we had 10 patrol people and 10 gate people, then yeah, somebody.
Or if they all were working at the same time, but when you only have one on a shift,
right.
Yeah.
So I think that as far as new people are concerned, they really should have time in the field with some of our long-term employees, people like Karen. She knows how to do her job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's
one of our trainers. Yep.
Yeah, more trainers, who actually, you know, are doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would like to see added to this, not that it isn't incredibly comprehensive and probably daunting to whoever is looking at it, we need somebody who's going to report at the meetings, and I don't think it should be you. Sorry.
Well, I mean, we can do whatever you like. I would just say that is a I can see if I can work that out. But sometimes that becomes a point where somebody says, I don't want to do that. And
well, I understand
then,
that, but it's
then
not your job. And I'm not talking about our interim people. I'm talking about somebody we're going to hire.
Okay.
He's got an, or she has an elevated role. It's a combination job, frankly.
Sure.
It's a combination of security chief and security sergeant. It basically is. And I personally would like to hear from the person who is in the position of supervising, you know, training, et cetera, and managing this. It's one meeting a month. And I would think that I would suggest it as a part of the job description.
Is this contemplated to be an hourly or exempt position?
Not exempt.
Exempt.
Oh, it is exempt.
Oh, it's right there on the first page.
So they can come to the meeting.
Yeah.
Part of the job description.
Yeah. All right, so maybe you have some more discussion at the security committee about
that piece
of it, but are you with me in terms of approving the job description?
Yes, oh, absolutely.
And so we'll take it to the board for approval, and then I think we all understand that we're going to ask Mr. Labrador to continue, at least in the short term, to work on an interim basis.
And we don't have to make him come here and do that, you know.
That'll help.
Yeah, no, we don't have to.
Okay.
He doesn't have to do that. I know what his concerns are, but
okay.
Future, you know,
mm-hmm.
regular hire.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Is there any additional public comment on this item?
Yes, sir.
All right, item four, discuss non-represented salaries. I asked to have this put on the agenda. We have a couple of policy documents in place. I think we discussed this briefly when we met with the two gentlemen with the ad hoc committee. It's a time for evaluations to be completed on all the employees under your aegis. We've agreed that the board will be asked to evaluate each of you. Amelia has circulated a form that we've used before. I think she shared with you the form that's been used before for line staff.
Yeah.
Amelia, have we distributed? We haven't yet. So what I propose, Linda,
yes,
is that we ask Amelia to distribute to the five board members evaluation documents for each of us to complete on Mark Matulich, Eric Houston, and Amelia Wilder. And then we have her send documents for all of the other employees. And I think we, at the last ad hoc committee, Mark, in the interim, we asked for Andy to report to you.
Yes.
So if you would be prepared to prepare an evaluation on him. And then we'll follow the policy documents in terms of recommendations that then would come back to the board and within the budget process, I think, is how the document reads, to discuss any annual increases for the non-represented staff. Amelia, did I miss anything in terms of process?
I just need to know that you want to use the evaluation form that is in the pay for performance manual.
Yeah, I think at this point we use the form that's already specified. And I don't recall if that's the same or a different form than we used for the GM last year.
It's different.
But what I think we proposed for the evaluations of you, Mark, and Eric was that the board would use that GM form.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's going to fit or not. I wonder, maybe I should look at both. Linda,
yeah,
you
I kind of like the one that
is in the
not
paper
the GM program. Form, but the other one.
The other one, because I think it's more
the GM forms.
Specific about the kinds of activities and
mm-hmm,
jobs that
mm-hmm,
we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But I'll send it both to you, and you can let me
send them both to me, and maybe we'll just use the one that's in the manual and not use the one that we used last year
for
the GM.
Maybe the other thing we could do is you could send it to us, and we can look at it if if we want to, the job description for each. Right?
probably would help for those that we're going to evaluate,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Something else that you'll want to see is last year's evaluation, because we all have goals that we were supposed to reach last year. So that's
all right, so if you would today send to Linda and me, I probably have them in my email somewhere, but if you attach them to emails, we'll make a decision and get back to you in terms of what we're going to recommend to the board next week for evaluations.
Okay.
And then I'll have HR send you just the page with our goals that we were supposed to reach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we have kind of a homework assignment for Linda and me, and then we'll get back to you right away, and then we'll present that recommendation to the board and make sure that we get those evaluations completed.
One question, if you will. So the current document in force that's a 10 October 20th, 2021 document, it does call for every 3 years salary surveys to adjust ranges.
Yeah.
So we went through this, and the salary survey is not super complex. I believe we could, so I'm going to throw out a couple options, but we could potentially have that done in time for the March Personnel Committee and March Board meeting. Because all these evals are supposed to happen in April for a May 1st increase, potentially. We could, last year, because these evals were behind, the board approved a percentage increase to the ranges that allowed for annual increases for the employees covered by this document. That's another option. Just putting that out there, because there are some employees that are at the top of the range. So.
Right. So if we had followed our policy, we would have conducted this salary survey last October. Is that correct?
Last March.
Oh.
Yeah, in the paper performance manual says it will be done every 3 years in the first 3 months of that year.
Okay, so we're a year behind. So, Mark, I would endorse if you have staff, I guess the person assigned to HR responsibility would probably, and maybe Miss Amelia could help in that regard as well.
Yeah.
I'll let you coordinate that with the two of them. There were quite a few entities listed, as I recall. Having, in fact, worked on salary surveys and total comp surveys,
yeah.
I don't know, if, Amelia, has there been a form used in the past for that survey? Is there a standard? Back in 21, did they have a specific?
We went to an outside agency in 21, and how they got that information, I don't know.
So there's a clear.
Well, I'm more concerned about what data they're collecting.
Yeah, there's a clear list of places to go for the salary ranges, and it's readily available on their websites. We've worked together, the three of us, and we've compiled most of the ranges from these entities. We just need to package it up and make it look, you know, nice, and then review it.
Well, the policy's not before me. Does it just call for assessing salary, or is it a compensation survey?
There's a formula that you use to set the range, and that is spelled out in the policy.
Okay, I'll take a look at that as well. So yeah, let's get that going.
I was just curious: is that specific to say districts, and or is it?
No, there's a variety of public entities.
Okay.
There's some cities and counties, some special districts in the area. I don't recall. There's, 10 or 20, I think, entities listed on that policy.
Okay. There's seven cities and counties, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 special districts.
Okay, so, so
that's good.
Total of 13.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, well, that's not too cumbersome.
Okay.
I have worked and negotiated contracts where salary surveys determined total comp surveys in some cases, and they can get real detailed. So whatever the policy calls for, we have so much else going on. Let's just follow that.
Yeah.
At this point in
there's,
time,
there's, it's spelled out
to
very
keep
clearly.
It simple.
Yeah.
And we need to get it done.
And we need to make sure we get it done.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
On this topic,
and we thought this
very good.
Was just gonna be a,
We thought this was just going to be. A, yeah. No, that's good. That's good. All right. Anything else on the item? Any public comment on this item?
No, sir. I have one on the next item.
All right. We'll go to item number 5, reorganization, district secretary report to board of directors. We put together a proposal a lot of places, the person that occupies a position such as Amelia is in is called the clerk of the board and reports to the board. Generally, that means day-to-day to the board president. This is something that I have been musing for a while. It was suggested by another board member recently. And so I took just a little bit of time to put together a draft. Pretty simple changes on the job description, bifurcating the title, or I don't know if it's bifurcating, but making it district secretary / clerk of the board, making the reporting requirement change. I think adding one duty consistent with duties that Amelia is currently performing. Otherwise, when I looked at her current job duties, most of which relate directly to the board, some do not, but many do, and added. So, Amelia, I didn't have a chance to talk to you if you think there's any additional duties or KSAs that we should capture, or if you think this pretty well describes the job that you perform for us.
Do you want me to sing?
Yeah. I sent you both a list, a spreadsheet of
right.
the things I do
right.
that are outside of my job, so I don't know if you want to add those to my
whatever
you want to do, I'm easy.
Yeah, I don't know that I looked at them, and I don't know that I necessarily agree that they're outside the job description. Okay. I think that there are some broad categories in the job description that some of these specific duties would fall under. You saw that I did add the one which related to certain, and I, again, that's stated in really broad terms, which probably covers three or four of the categories on the document that you shared with us in terms of the duties you're performing currently. That changes assist with ordering, servicing, registering, and maintaining district vehicles, equipment, and facilities. So that would include the phones, and that would include the copiers, and that would include, you know, all the office equipment. The vehicles is there, so registering with DMV is covered. So I kind of took a broad swath, but if there's something you think specifically that's not included here in the proposed spec that comes off your job duty, let's identify it now and we'll work
She's
it in.
Thinking. Okay, what else can I take on? I did have a couple of questions about current duties. Oh, it said manages newsletter and website. No, you do manage the newsletter. And
oh, there's another column, which is something, the column is, does it...
That's not saying no, that she doesn't do it. That's saying that it's not a board task.
It's not a board task.
Oh, okay.
It's not,
I knew there was some confusion.
Yeah, and I don't know. I kind of view that as a board task.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's broader district.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Communication committee, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Okay. You're doing it anyways.
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, I have to stay busy, so.
Yeah, gee.
No trouble there. All right.
Thank you so much.
So, Eric, Mark, as directors of our two primary divisions, do you have any comments or suggestions? You know, it does repeatedly talk, and we've talked before about Amelia working with each of you to coordinate activities that, you know, get supported from the front office. Anything additional that or any concerns that you have about this job spec or recommendations?
I don't have any comments to the board or to the public. You know, I think most of the time, you know, we work collaboratively in a group, and so a lot of the times we are kind of all responding to each other, so I don't think there really right now has to be that type of structure with who we really respond to, other than we're responding to the board and to the public all the time. And so I think this kind of aligns with what our current situation is and seems to kind of take care of a problem that we're facing right now.
Yeah, and I think the spec speaks to working with staff, and that's from here to here, hierarchy-wise, as I view it. So appreciate that comment. Mark?
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to add to this. I think it looks good, and I just want to just say how much I appreciate Amelia and what she does here. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. All right, so Linda will recommend this modification to the board next week. So that'll go on the agenda, please, for next week. Do we have public comment on this?
Yes, sir, I do. Richard Hears.
Richard?
I think that's an administrative job, and it belongs right where it is, reporting to the general manager. I'll tell you, if I was Amelia, I wouldn't want to report to the board president, which changes every so often, and it's kind of a political position and changing personalities and all. I realize the general manager is changing quite frequently, but I strictly think it's an administration position. It belongs where it is under general manager, and I foresee possible problems in the future of transitioning from one board president to another. So, like I say, I think it belongs where it is.
All right. Thank you for that comment. We'll take note of that, and we'll see what the majority of the board wants to do next week with it. And obviously, you're free to address the board if you choose to next week as well. Thank you for that. Next item, director or staff comments. Let me start with Mr. Matulich.
Nothing further from me. Thank you.
Mr. Houston?
I have nothing as well.
Ms. Wilder?
Yes.
Director Butler?
I'm okay.
All right. I have nothing to add. Without objection, then we will adjourn this meeting. It is 9:36 a.m. Thank you.